Bram Stoker is, of course, the creator of the world's most famous vampire, Dracula. Much has been written about his early life and his influences, but until recently, little was known about the years he lived on Buckingham Street in Dublin's North Inner City. His experiences there provided much inspiration for his most well-known character. To tell us more about this, I'm joined in studio by local historian Hugo McGuinness and Dublin City Council historian in residence for Dublin Central, Mary Muldowney. You're both very welcome indeed. Mary, why is it, do you think, that the years that Bram Stoker lived on Buckingham Street have been more or less forgotten or overlooked anyway?
Well, probably because the building in which he lived was demolished after his time there. But also, I mean, for a very long time, Stoker wasn't even acknowledged as an Irish writer. Having gone to London at 30-odd, he was claimed by the British, as so many others have been over the years. And that part of his life really only came to the fore again in recent years. And Hugo's done wonderful research in unearthing that Buckingham Street experience. I think partly it was the fact of the depredation of the area that was starting to occur around the 1880s, 90s.
The first thing I said to the two of you when you walked into the studio was Clontarf, because I associate Bram Stoker, Clontarf, and then he moved to London and that was it. Mm-hmm. But obviously there's a huge, he'd spent much longer in Buckingham Street than he ever did in Clontarf. He was a sickly child. What did he suffer from? How was the illness treated?
It's not very clear exactly what was wrong with him. How he was treated probably didn't help, because he had several medics in his family who were all advocates of bloodletting. So the poor child was bled on a regular basis.
This would have been a common enough treatment.
Oh, it was. You know, it was seen as the answer to many problems. And of course, you know, the 19th century was a period of epidemics with really cholera, typhus, typhoid all have impact on the blood. And bloodletting was seen as an answer to that. I mean, his uncle, William, was one of the medical officers in Cork Street Fever Hospital, where he practiced it regularly. So it's probably no wonder that the child was forced to endure it as well.
And
probably didn't help.
Yeah, but you can also see straight away the associations, bloodletting, Dracula. You can see where perhaps the influence comes from. The Stoker family moved to Buckingham Street, Hugo, in 1858. He was 11 years old at the time. He was born in Clontarf, then moved, I think, to Colchester, and then on to Buckingham Street. So he arrives there as an impressionable young boy, really. What was life like in that area at the time?
Buckingham Street in 1858 was largely someplace where middle-level civil servants, high-ranking army officers lived.
Segment 1. Bram Stoker is, of course, the creator of the world's most famous vampire, Dracula. Much has been written about his early life and his influences, but until recently, little was known about the years he lived on Buckingham Street in Dublin's North Inner City. His experiences there provided much inspiration for his most well-known character. To tell us more about this, I'm joined in studio by local historian Hugo McGuinness and Dublin City Council historian in residence for Dublin Central, Mary Muldowney. You're both very welcome indeed. Mary, why is it, do you think, that the years that Bram Stoker lived on Buckingham Street have been more or less forgotten or overlooked anyway?
Segment 2.
Well, probably because the building in which he lived was demolished after his time there. But also, I mean, for a very long time, Stoker wasn't even acknowledged as an Irish writer. Having gone to London at 30-odd, he was claimed by the British, as so many others have been over the years. And that part of his life really only came to the fore again in recent years. And Hugo's done wonderful research in unearthing that Buckingham Street experience. I think partly it was the fact of the depredation of the area that was starting to occur around the 1880s.
Segment 3.
The first thing I said to the two of you when you walked into the studio was Clontarf, because I associate Bram Stoker, Clontarf, and then he moved to London and that was it. Mm-hmm. But obviously there's a huge, he'd spent much longer in Buckingham Street than he ever did in Clontarf. He was a sickly child. What did he suffer from? How was the illness treated?
It's not very clear exactly what was wrong with him. How he was treated probably didn't help, because he had several medics in his family who were all advocates of bloodletting. So the poor child was bled on a regular basis.
This would have been a common enough treatment.
Yeah. You know, it was seen as the answer to many problems. And of course, you know, the 19th century was a period of epidemics with really cholera, typhus, typhoid, all have impact on the blood. And
Segment 4.
And bloodletting was seen as an answer to that. I mean, his uncle, William, was one of the medical officers in Cork Street Fever Hospital, where he practiced it regularly. So it's probably no wonder that the child was forced to endure it as well.
And
probably didn't help.
Yeah, but you can also see straight away the associations, bloodletting, Dracula. You can see where the perhaps the influence comes from. The Stoker family moved to Buckingham Street, Hugo, in 1858. He was 11 years old at the time. He was born in Clontarf, then moved, I think, to Colchester and then on to Buckingham Street. So he arrives there as an impressionable young boy, really. What was life like in that area at the time?
Buckingham Street in 1858 was largely someplace where middle-level civil servants, high-ranking army officers lived.